So you're it then, huh? It's
Yeah.
just you just happen to be the last one.
That's it.
Again, I'm 52. I'd like to live to be 100. People are living older and older these
You can
days.
live to be 100 if you drink the right kind of bourbon and not too much of it. And you do, I know you do exercise.
So the advice you would give to other people to live to be 100 is what?
Well, what is important? You must have a strong will to survive. And you must not be afraid of doing exercise. You don't have to be too strenuous, but do exercises. Exercise, the muscles should be only as strong as the job for which they're intended. That's it. You don't have to do 100 push-ups. Just do 99.
Okay, so we've got bourbon, we've got state of mind, we've got exercise. Anything else?
Well, of course, proper food. Oh, here's something interesting to me. I'm just reading, sent for and rereading a book that I had a number of years ago about the echoes, the ancient people of. And there in Ecuador, in the Loja section, there are people who live to be 133 years old and keep on working all their lives. And what they eat, their principal food is boiled corn and beans and nothing else. Very poor, the peasants are, but they're healthy and still hold out.
You raise cattle. Have you eaten meat all your life? Do you eat red meat? Do you eat red meat?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, we bet. Yeah.
My grandmother, who died in 1987, was born in 1901, same year as you. And I remember before she died, the last few years, she was having a difficult time with all the changes that happened during her lifetime.
Oh, yes.
How do you, is there something you miss about the way things used to be, or do you think everything now is good, all the technology? How do you feel being 107 in this world?
I think it'll be this. When I see these thousands of automobiles rushing at 70 miles an hour past my farm, I think somebody's nuts. We're in too hell of a big hurry. And that's why we don't last so long.
So that's another key to living long, slow down.
Slow down. Yeah.
I appreciate all this time you've given me. Do you have anything else you want to say about your life, being a veteran, serving your country, anything?
Oh, well, of course, I never expected anybody to do anything for me. When I got back, I took care of myself. It turned pretty good, too. I've got a 330-acre farm. Don't owe a cent. And Susanna and her husband can take it over. And her husband had planned to come along with me in the rains that held up the hay, so he told me last night, no, he can't leave the farm. So he's got a good job but he has the right attitude toward land, and he's going to try to live to 100.
107, too. All right. Last question about veterans. Do you have a concern about the veterans of other conflicts, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, the kids now coming home? I'm a veteran myself. I was in the Marine Corps. Do you feel people in this country are aware enough of what veterans have done? Do you think veterans should be given more recognition?
I think so. I'm judging now by the letters that I receive. And we have, Suzanne and I have an obligation to answer those letters. And they're written by men who were in the service. And I think that they're interested in the veterans, which is always some people who aren't and some people. I've been asked that, but I don't know much about the other services.
Okay. You're going to be honored tomorrow for July 4th. Do you have a message for the people of South Dakota who are going to hear this? Would you like to say something to the people of South Dakota?
What can I say to
anything you want.
I know this is a great country. You look out and see in the distance your people, how long they live. They're in West, North South Dakota. Yeah.
Thank you, Frank.
Hmm?
Thank you.
Well,
thank you so much for your time.